Brachos, chapter 6, Mishnah 7. If they bring with him or to him to serve him something salty, like he brings the example, is a salty herring. So the salty herring, if he eats it, it's like very salty and you can't eat it on its own. So what they would do is give him a bit of bread to eat with it. But the only reason he's eating the bread is to take away a bit of the salt. He's not actually interested in eating the bread. So it says, the Mishnah Mevarech ala Maliach upoiter es apas. You would make a shear kol on the salty herring, and you would make no brocha on the bread. Why? Because the ikka over there, the primary thing, is the salty herring. That's what you want. And the only reason you're eating the bread, it's a secondary, it becomes secondary to the salty thing. So Zerklal says, the Mishnah, very important principle, kol she ikka ve'imoit fela, whatever is the staple or the main thing over there, and you're eating something subsidiary to it or secondary to it, mevarech ala ikka, you will recite the blessing over the primary thing, upoiter es hatfela, and then that will automatically exempt the secondary thing. So whenever you're eating two things together, right? So this obviously has wide ramifications halachically, I mean too wide for us to go into now, but there are obvious cases where you're eating two things, but you're only going to make one blessing, and that one blessing, that one brocha, is going to be on the main thing, and you're not going to make another brocha on the other thing that you're eating with it, because that's just, by the way, that's a secondary thing.